Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here. And in Facebook news or Meta news, the Dutch government may actually ditch Facebook. I'm obviously a big fan of that, and I wanted to do this today because I always love it when a government leads the way at protecting its citizens from harm. Now, here's what's going on. It's an interesting write-up in CNBC by Ryan Brown, and basically it's this. The Dutch government said this past Friday that it may be forced to stop using Facebook after a warning from the Netherlands privacy regulator about the Meta-owned social media platform's privacy risks. Now, the Dutch Data Protection Authority, or DPA, issued a statement advising the Dutch Interior Ministry to not rely on Facebook pages to communicate with Dutch citizens if it doesn't have a clear idea of how Facebook uses the personal data of people who visit the government pages. The Interior Ministry had previously asked the DPA to advise on whether the government could use Facebook pages in a compliant way, obviously to maintain GDPR standards. And for the record, I don't know how many times Facebook has been sanctioned or fined by various EU data protection authorities due to GDPR violations. We'll talk about that in a second. Now, the government wants clarity from Meta, quote, as soon as possible, at least before summer recess, on how they are addressing our concerns. That is according to Alexandra van Heffelen, the Dutch Minister for Digitization, in a statement, quote, otherwise, in line with the advice of DPA, we'll be forced to stop our activities on Facebook pages, end quote. Now, the Dutch DPA's chairman, Aled Wolfson, said in a statement that, quote, people who visit a government page trust that their personal and sensitive information is in safe hands. The fact that this can also involve information about children and young people makes this even more important. They are vulnerable online and need extra protection. That's according to Wolfstrand, basically translating from Dutch to English. So there you go. Now, a Meta spokesperson talking to CNBC said, and I quote, we fundamentally disagree with the assessment that underpins this advice, which is wrong on the facts and demonstrates a fundamental misunderstanding as to how our products work. We review all Meta products to ensure they comply with laws in the regions in which we offer our services, and will continue to engage with the government to ensure that they can use social media to communicate with people, end quote. That's according to Meta. Now, here's the thing. We have literally had Facebook engineers under oath here in the United States that have said that the Facebook data is so vast and so ever-consuming and so ever-growing that they simply do not know where all their data is and how it's protected. And by virtue of that, there have been hundreds of millions of dollars of fines leveled against Facebook over the years by not just the GDPR's data protection authorities in various countries in the EU, but also by other countries as well, not to mention all of the other litany of issues, privacy violations, data mining, psychological profiles, you know, war crimes, genocide complicity in Myanmar, and all of these different kinds of things. It just makes sense that you wouldn't want to use them. But here's the issue that this government is going to have with this, if we're being perfectly honest. Most of the world that is basically plugged online, and we're talking about billions of people, use Facebook every day. So communicating with the Dutch government via Facebook makes a lot of sense, as it's easier. You don't have to figure out what the Interior Ministry's website is, or along those lines. That said, basically the job of the government should be, in this case, the protection of their people's data. That is of paramount importance. And by virtue of that, I don't think, and this is my opinion, that Facebook can actually give them assurances outside of lip service. They would have to prove data mapping, isolation, all these kinds of things. And quite frankly, from everything I've read, they haven't been able to do that before. So what makes you think they're going to do it now? Not to mention the fact that the Facebooks of the world and their competitors, for the record, consume, or I should say, generate so much cash every single quarter, quarter after quarter, that they basically have funds set aside for cost of doing business to just pay the fines and keep moving. TikTok does the same thing. And so this is obviously a huge issue, but I applaud the Dutch government. I hope the Dutch government, and if you're listening to this, and I cannot speak Dutch, I really do hope that you adopt this and you stop using Facebook, and let your citizens know if you want to communicate with the Dutch government, don't contact us on Facebook. Please contact us in a more secure way, because we don't trust Facebook, and anybody that's using Facebook shouldn't either. So that's your news of the day. I think it's a big one. I applaud the Dutch government. Hopefully they will enact these regulations and basically inform their citizens of just how insecure Facebook is, because all governments, quite frankly, should be doing that. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at NickAESP, where, yes, you will be data mined, but it's a necessary evil for my marketing. Same with YouTube as well, where you might be watching this. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please, just please, attempt to stay private. And if you're in the Netherlands, that might be a little easier. Take care.